Help! Welcome to Life as a Melody with Patricia Danielli and Rich Greenwood. Each week, we will feature inside information about the music business, the creative process, and marketing and technology that helps connect fans with music. Drawing on more than 20 years of music training and performance experience, Patricia Danielli will share details about her musical career, her original music, and the creative process for how songs happen. As a virtuoso who both sings and plays many instruments and has experience that ranges from performing at Carnegie Hall to the Caribbean in Europe, Patricia has much to share as a composer, performer, and producer. Rich Greenwood, who as a journalist, marketing writer, photographer, and videographer, has worked with some of the most powerful brands on earth, including Apple, Google, B of A, Pizza Hut, and more. Rich and Patricia will talk about how they are building Patricia's brand in the music industry, and how you can use these tools to further your business and music careers. Each week, Patricia and Rich will interview music and business experts on what works and why. Each week will be an example of how Life as a Melody is played.
Welcome, folks, to the show. This is, as we mentioned on the page, this is our first show. And we are so happy that you are here, so happy that you're here with us. Life as a Melody. Life as a Melody really refers to the idea that there are rhythms of life and that the melodies that we listen to, the melodies that go around in our heads, you know, they're important and they are integrated into our lives. I am so happy to be doing this show with Patricia Danielli, and you could learn more about her at patriciadanielli.com, and Danielli is just Daniel with an I on the end. Patricia is, quite frankly, the most talented musician I've personally ever met, and she has an amazing history that we're going to get into a little bit on the show today and talk about the creative process, how songs happen, and what we are doing to help get some mind share in the marketplace. So, Trisha, thank you so much for, doing this show with me. And this show is actually going to be mostly about you. And so let's get into that right away. Could you tell the fans real briefly about how you got started in music, why it inspires you, and what you're doing?
All right, well, I got into music as a really young child, and it was really like the first thing I ever remember, just connecting with music. And it actually happened because of a Yanni show that was on TV back in the early 90s. It was so funny because I was just hooked on that idea that this one guy did everything. He came up with all of this, you know, he gave birth to an idea, and all of a sudden an entire orchestra is up there playing for just so many people in an Acropolis full of people, you know, people crying, people just, you know, brought to tears, you know what I mean, joy,
sure.
Whatever. It's amazing. So that's what I
was
like to see that.
So you were really inspired by him, but you've gone on now to create music in a number of different forms. Tell the audience just a little bit about some of the forms that your music has taken over the years.
Well, we've talked about, like, the fact that I like so many genres, and I've gravitated towards a few of them. And I really can't just pick one, so I'm working on, you know, an album in pretty much seems like five different genres at the same time, because I like so many different forms of music. I like, you know, contemporary and jazz, and I like pop and dance. I like R&B and hip-hop, and I like gospel, you know.
Sure. So, and we've talked a little bit because, folks, I work with with Trisha, I'm privileged to help guide some of the processes related to these different musical genres that she's talking about. In fact, we've talked about the idea of her releasing 5 musical releases in the next year or so that have different kinds of music on them. Trisha, could you share with us just a little bit about each of those different releases and what may have inspired you with each of them?
Well, I think the first one that really came to me was just the piano vocal thing, because I would just be alone all the time and have to accompany myself or whatever. So that would be more like a coffee house singer-songwriter style. And I've been playing songs like that since about high school, you know, original music. So there's that genre, and then there's also...
And the singer-songwriter thing, you mentioned somebody might be able to relate to it as a kind of a Starbucks kind of thing, you know, something they might see in Starbucks, yeah?
Yeah, you know how you walk into Starbucks, they always feature some artists like that, Sarah Bareilles and people like that, you know, they got really great ones featured. And then getting more into the R&B stuff, people have always compared me a lot to Alicia Keys because she plays piano, she sings, and she's got this really good vibe, you know, with what she does, her sound and everything. And I have a pretty good variety of songs in that era, in that genre as well. So I feel like that's a huge part of me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a lot of covers that I want to get out too, because I love to cover. You know, people have told me throughout the years, you should do this song, you should do that. I think your voice would fit this great. So I ended up with this whole collection of cover songs, everything from Etta James to, I do even a James Brown song. And there's a little opera there. I had some opera training as a teenager. And, you know, it's just kind of a little bit of a doo-wop, you know, because I love harmonies, I love arranging vocal parts.
Now you mentioned, you know, we mentioned in the intro, and I want people that are listening to have a better sense of this. When you talk about doing covers or when you talk about these original songs, in many cases, you're doing everything, right? I mean, it's the vocals, the background vocals, the arrangements, everything, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, the wonderful thing about, I guess, being lonely all the time is that you don't have to have a band. You know, you can just sit down with your computer, your microphone, you got your keyboard, you can MIDI everything, and, you know, you could be your own band and be your own choir and everything. So I really do that a lot.
Wow. So when you start with a song, so say you have an inspiration for a song, what do you start with? Do you start with the lyric? Do you start with a bass line? What do you usually start with?
You know, it's always different. I've noticed that, you know, sometimes I will start with a poem, and it's just, you know, a notebook full of poems, and then I later come up with, you know, melodies for it. And sometimes it's the other way around, and I have all these kind of instrumental compositions. You know, sometimes they stay instrumental, and sometimes I find, you know, something that works with it. But I think the most magical thing that happens is when I come up with them both at the same time, and usually it's very, very fast. You know, just music and words, they just come to me, like, really fast together. So
tell us about a time when that happened. Was there a song that you can talk about a little bit that particular magic thing happened?
Yeah, I would say I think the first one that came to mind was Betrayed. And you know, it's just like you gotta write it down or record it so fast. I mean, you know, before you forget anything, or, you know, because stuff will try to slip away. It's like when you have a dream and you want to remember your dream, but you only got like 15 minutes to do it.
Right, right. So I've heard the song Betrayed. It's one of my favorites, actually, that I've heard of your music. And there is there's quite a lot of dynamics in that song, both vocally and musically. Did that occur spontaneously, or was that something that you ended up refining over time?
Well, I mean, you always make changes to things over time. Like, you know, it's never fully done. Even after you record something, you still feel like, well, I want to do it this way now. So you change it up live, you know. But I think that song in particular and a few others, they came so naturally that it felt like I was really just listening and playing along to something that was already existing in the universe. Like, I don't know, it would just go. And then I think, well, okay, is this crazy? But then other people hear it, and I play it a lot, and, you know, they really dig it, so.
Nice. All right, well, folks, we're gonna take a real quick commercial break. We're going to be right back with Life is a Melody, so stay tuned.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Well, folks, we're back, and I wanted to spend a second bragging on my friend, Eric Azuli. You know, we just heard a commercial about his many different properties, and Eric Azuli is, you know, one of the things that my friends say about him is he is currently the hardest working man in show business. I mean, the guy is all over the place making things happen, and specifically, Eric, he made this show possible for me. You know, he creates opportunities for people all the time. I have personally gained clients, gained exposure, met people, and he is a door opener. So, again, if you are currently connected to Eric Azuli, if you know about him, you know about the wonderful things that he can do, that's a beautiful thing. If you don't, like the commercial says, you want to connect to him, Google Eric Azuli, go to thewtv.com and find out about it, because one of the things that we're talking about on the show today, in addition to the creative process and how songs happen, is how to get them out there. And Eric's an expert on that. We'll get to more of that later on the show. But right now, let's get back to the music. Let's talk a little bit more with Patricia Danielli. And again, if you want to learn more about Patricia, go to patriciadanielli.com. That's Daniel with an I, patriciadanielli.com. Find out about that. And you also want to please find our fan page on Facebook. So it's, you know, look for Life is a Melody on Facebook.com. And there's a number of different links that we're going to provide on the page here for you to connect to. But Patricia, let's get back to talking about your songs and how they happen. You mentioned that some of the best things that happen sometimes is when the words and music come together, and sometimes, you know, that doesn't happen at the same time. Could you tell us about a song that has been kind of percolating for a long time? Do you that sometimes, where you write something down and it's months or years later before it becomes a song? Does that happen?
Yeah, it's all about patience then. It's like, you know, sometimes I've been working on songs for like 10 years or something. There's songs, you know, that I came up with the melody in high school, and I'm still keeping the melody in my fingers and still playing. I'm like, you know, where is this going to fit into my life, you know? And you just kind of wait for the day that it fits in. So that's all about patience.
Well, you used the phrase melody in your fingers. You know, some of the people that are listening, many of the people that aren't listening, are not the virtuoso that you are. So tell us a little bit about what that phrase means.
It's just kind of like when you play something and it's kind of like breathing. You know, you don't have to think about it. And, you can let it slip away if you don't play it.
Wow. You know, I really relate to that. You know, yesterday I was in a jam up in San Carlos, California. As many of you may know that are listening on the show, that I'm not in Patricia's league. I play the harmonica and percussion, which is kind of like you know, being an elevator guy as opposed to running a building. But I got a chance to play with Bruce Springsteen's keyboard player yesterday. And I noticed while he was playing, he not only never looked at the keyboard, he was sometimes having a conversation with somebody while he was playing. So having melodies in his fingers definitely is definitely top of mind. Patricia, we talked about the having melodies in your fingers before, and you mentioned something that had to do with, you know, if you don't play something for a while, it'll slip out of your fingers, right? Do you remember saying something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
So tell us a little bit about that. So if you have a song that you love, do you have to kind of play it on a regular basis or something like that? Is that what's going on?
Well, you know, you have to practice anything. You know, if you speak other languages and stuff, you kind of let words and phrases slip away until you're surrounded by it again. So like a second or third language, you know, you just have to keep it with you, you know.
Mm. So so thank you for that. And so we've covered a couple of different releases that will be coming out in the next few years. We talked about the cover tunes, and wow, that sounds like really a huge range of songs. We talked about the R&B. Could you tell us about a few more of the tunes? And again, folks, you're listening to Life as a Melody, I'll send you, I'll mention the information specifically about the fan page so that you can go there. But Patricia, tell us a little bit more about one of your other releases that's coming out soon.
Well, I definitely plan to release an album in the dance genre. You know, being as dance has always just been a huge part of my life and kind of just, you know, unavoidable in a lot of ways. You know, like, I've been a dancer. I've trained in ballet since I was very young. Did cheerleading, you know, like hip-hop camps and, like, basically it's just hip-hop with pom-poms, a lot of the stuff. So I have an interesting background in dance, and it just kind of fits, you know, with what I love, but that I can't avoid. I also have contemporary, you know, music that I like to release. It's kind of like that Yanni stuff that I was originally inspired by, except maybe, you know, some things I sing on a little bit, and, you know, it's just a little out there.
Wow. You know, I loved the phrase that you just used, that the dance is an unavoidable part of your life. I love that. You know, for many of us, that's true. Dance is just a unavoidable part of our life. It's just integrated in what we do. One of the things that we've talked about with the dance music is that term four on the floor. And folks, if you're not familiar with that, it simply relates to the kick drum hitting on all four beats, boom, 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 to keep the music going. Tell us a little bit about maybe one or two of the songs on that particular release, Patricia.
Okay, well, I have a song called In Another Life, and it's very energetic, and it's talking about, you know, when you first meet somebody and you have such a connection with them, you feel like maybe you knew them before somewhere, somehow, and it's about kind of like reconnecting, you know, and so that's one of them. I have another song called Dance With Me, and very excited about this because we just, you know, started shooting the video for it, and it's very fun. It's very, you know, it's about being in the moment and not having promises to the future. You know, if somebody wants to dance with you and maybe they want to be with you and more and all that, and you're just like, no, I can't handle that, but let's just dance right now. So.
You know, I want to touch on that for just a second in terms of the video shoot. One of the things that was really interesting about our discussions about the video shoot and the actual shots that we got had to do with, you know, the style and outfits that could be interpreted as, so that your look could be interpreted as from many different cultures. You mentioned, we talked about the fact that that's kind of an important thing for you in regards to having people be able to see their culture in what you're doing. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, I believe music is the language of the world. I believe music transcends language, you know, and it's really something that people can connect to regardless of their country or their, you know, it's even timeless. So it's a form of communication that I feel like you can get everybody on the same page with. So
yep.
We did different looks for this shoot, you know, so it really feels like we're dancing in different parts of the world and stuff. It's really cool.
Nice. That's really important. And folks, again, you're listening to Life is a Melody, and our fan page, just go to facebook.com/ Life as a Melody, LifeasAMoledy. So go connect with us, give us a comment. We also, we encourage you, if you're listening right now, to you know, not just listen in, but think about the idea of calling in over time. And if you were listening and you want to call in, the number is 914-338-1303. Once again, that's 914-338-1303. We might have a couple of guests coming on this show. We might be running it solo, but we'll definitely have, we have a lot of fantastic people lined up in the next few weeks. Patricia, tell us a little bit about, you know, when you first started playing out. I think that we talked about the fact that your first experience playing in front of people was at recitals. Is that right?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, pretty much as a young piano student, you know, and choir member.
And what was that like when you first started performing? Did you find that you were comfortable on stage, or did you find some challenges there?
You know, it's always challenging. I kind of felt like, in a way, it's a second home, but also I was just a shy person in a way, so I had to deal with this, like, you know, this little personality that would be shy, but then, like, uncover that and be, you know, the little girl that used to annoy everybody in the room because I used to make them all sit down and be my audience so I could sing and dance for them.
Oh, really? Oh, really? When did you start doing that? Were you, like, 5, 6, 7, or 8 or something like that when that happened?
Yeah, I was definitely, like, 5 years old. It's on tape somewhere. Somebody's got this.
Wow.
And
so you've performed now at a number of different places. You know, one of the things that I mentioned in the intro and that I was extremely impressed about was that you have actually stood on the stage at Carnegie Hall. Tell us a little bit about that experience, how you got there, and what it was like.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely one of the most amazing, you know, honors and joys to experience, because I was a senior in high school, and our whole choir flew out to New York City, and, you know, we were doing Mozart, we were doing this, you know, kind of opera, you know, performance, the Sunday performance. It was really special, you know, to be on stage with all those great people, and, you know, and then it really made me love New York and love performing at that level and, you know, want to continue doing what I'm doing. It really made that, like, sure and clear for me. You know, I was the choir president at the time and, you know, just wanted to keep doing that.
And do you find that that as a touchstone in your life has been helpful to you? Has that been helpful to you to think about that experience in terms of an inspiration?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it made me definitely want to go back and you know, hit stages all over the world like that. Definitely.
All right. And the contemporary album that you've talked about a little bit that has some music that runs through a number of different types, tell us a little bit more about that particular album. Release, excuse me.
All right, yeah. It may be an album, you know, it may maybe in the next year or so. So it's got some songs that have vocals on it, you know, and some of them are just solo piano arrangements and some other things, you know, kind of blend like the soft jazz a little bit with, I don't know, I'd kind of say new age, but, you know, I guess you can compare it to Yanni if you listen to his music.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of reaching different, like, depths, you know. You never know who it's going to reach. So it's just part of me that I have to get out there.
Beautiful. So let's talk just a little bit about that kind of music for a second, or actually any of your pieces. You know, I've been in a few recording sessions, and for me, when we have a piece, and I'm in a blues band, folks, called Crimson Blues, and we've got some stuff up on iTunes, but when we finish a song after a recording session, I find myself listening to it like 100 times in a row because it's just, you know, when it's done, it's such an amazing moment that you almost can't believe it. What is it like for you when you know a piece is finished? How does that feel to you?
Well, yeah, I absolutely agree with you there. It's a great feeling when you get, you know, you finally hear your ideas transferred on tape. And I do listen to it probably 1,000 times just to hear every, you know, every little thing, because you never know, is that note going to bug me later? You know, is that little, that thing, you know, this, that, you know, you're just being really picky, like a perfectionist. So it's part of your
right.
job.
Right.
To listen to it over and over.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. So you know, I mean, it's an amazing feeling when something's done. That's just fantastic. I love that. But you touched on something right now that is pretty interesting, and that is, you know, with creativity, there's this interesting balance between, you know, just raw creativity, building something from scratch, and being a perfectionist. How do you find balance between wanting everything to be perfect and the actual interpretation of that that state?
Well, I found that you have to separate creativity from criticism. And that's going to be two totally different parts of you. So you can't really, you know, be loose and creative and come up with all these things if you have any kind of, like, limits on it or particular criticisms at the moment. So you just let that go. And then when you're at the next stage, then that's when you're the listener, you know.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. It's kind of like there's a yes mode and a maybe no mode, and that helps keep things going. And are there any? Do you just kind of keep that in mind, or do you create specific times for creating and editing? How does it work for you?
I mean, a lot of the work gets done when I'm just in the creative mood, so I recognize it and I run with it, you know. And these days I kind of have a little system to where I can just record and get a lot of stuff done, maybe get like a scratch, you know, track or whatever, you know, so there's no, you know, there's no criticism involved. And I pretty much just get to the perfectionist mindset when I'm dealing with, you know, a final product or a final cut.
Nice. And folks, just as a reminder, and I'll say this a few times during the show, you're listening to Life is a Melody. It's a new show on Blog Talk Radio, and it's going to be airing live every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your time zones may vary, and you have a watch to figure that out. please listen in next week. You know, we'd like to hear from you. If you want to call in, we do take calls. We want to know what your ideas are, what you're dealing with, and how it works. So, Patricia, let's talk a little bit more about the creative process and how things happen. You mentioned that we were looking at one of your songs a couple of weeks ago, and I think you mentioned something about, correct me if I'm wrong, that you had like 20 or 30 versions of that same song. Does that ever happen, or was I misunderstanding you about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe the mixes are different. You know, you just, yeah, it depends. You know, I have some things that I did more acoustic, you know, and then programmed, you know, drums and things like that. And, of course, you know, I have a computer full of, you know, hard drives full of all these different mixes and stuff. So, you know, it's a process. I mean, it's kind of insane. You're looking for a file, and there's like 20 of them with the same name. So, gotta have a system.
Yeah. Gotta have a system. So that's fantastic. And in these five releases that we're talking about, so far, how many total songs do you have that are pretty much ready to go?
I would say 50. I got 50 songs.
So folks, if you're listening, that's 50. 50 songs in 5 different releases within a year or two. I don't think it's ever been done in that kind of breadth of capability. And that's really one of the things that we talked about in a recent business meeting that Patricia and I were in. We talked about that as a unique thing, and I want to just talk a little bit about that and why that might work. And if you're listening right now, I want you to be thinking about where you're at and where you want to be. You know, one of the truisms in marketing is that if you really want to make any kind of penetration in the marketplace, you have to have a unique selling proposition. You know, they call it the USP. That unique selling proposition is unique to you, unique to your business, unique to your brand, and it makes you matter. You know, it's not really enough to say that you're the next whatever, name that star. It's not enough to say that. It's not enough to claim that you do something. It's important that you see your work, your career, your business, and your brand in juxtaposition with other brands, because the truth is today is the next choice, it's one click away. You know, whether you're on, watching TV or whether you're on the internet, another choice is literally one click away. The beautiful thing about the internet is that real estate is basically free, and the real estate that a billion-dollar company comprises and the real estate you have with your website is basically the same. It's all on the same street. But you have to give people a reason to go, and it is that, you know, that five different artists in one kind of thing that we believe is extremely unique and pretty interesting. And, you know, within this scope of 50 songs, it really creates a unique opportunity. Now, let's talk a little bit about when you discovered recently that you actually had 50 songs, about 50 songs ready to go. What was that like for you when you saw this giant stack of cards with all these different names? What was it like for you, Patricia?
Oh, it was exciting, definitely. You know, you you have them as a part of your life, you know, for however long, and they just, you kind of don't realize, well, it's time to get stuff out there, and this is how I'm going to do it, just all at once, like an explosion. You know, because I don't really want to be, you know, like pigeonholed into one genre, you know, when I have so much love and passion for a few of them, actually. So I think, you know, it's really great to just feel like I can put it all out there and just let the world decide or whatever, just kind of let people, you know, connect to what they connect to. And, you know, it's all a part of me.
Absolutely. You know, you talked just now about how, you know, you have love and passion for a number of different types of music. It seems to me that the fact that you have recorded so many songs, it also speaks to your love and passion for the creative process itself. It seems like it's important for you to create, like it's part of your life or part of who you are. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, even if, you know, even if it weren't for these exciting things that happen in the music business, you know, ever since I was a kid, I knew this is something that I'll have to do for the rest of my life just because I have to. Just because, you know, it's like breathing and eating and sleeping and all that stuff. It's, you know, when you're a kid, you don't know about money and fame, like, that's not really connected to what you see, you know, that inspires you to be an artist or, you know, what you feel about music. So, you know, you just do it because you have to.
Nice. All right, so we've got some callers on the line. Let's go ahead and welcome one of the callers in. Hello?
Hello, is this me? I guess I am.
Is this Tony?
Yes, it is. I was so enthused listening to what Tricia was saying that when you said let's pick up a caller, I forgot I was the next one in line.
Ah, So Tony, we do know each other. Tony Koch is one of the coolest people I've ever met. She turned me on to so many important things about the music business, and she's just an inspiration. Tony, tell the callers a little bit about you, your business, and how you help artists live their life.
First of all, Rich, let me thank you for calling me today. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and right now I'm in the middle of a meeting with one of my tech friends to discuss my website, which I've been lacking for many years due to just being busy helping others. And when I met you a few months ago, it was because of the LA Music Awards, and your friends had been nominated, a band that you're a part of. And from the moment we met, I knew that it was a designated meeting, you might say. And the reason we met is because I am a promoter of music and art that is positive and wants to bring goodness to the planet. I call my business TK Promotions simply because I'm Tony Koch, TK. I do a lot of promoting in various ways, not necessarily seen, but usually in connecting people. And that's how I met you, and then you introduced me to a few of your friends, and now today I'm meeting a whole radio audience that I hope will be inspired by what you're doing, in that you're getting people like me. I just turned 60, so I'm no spring chicken, and a new lease on the music business, because it's changed radically in 25, 30 years, and some of us are old enough to remember that. And those that are now 25 and 30 years old, and the new energy coming up the ranks, like Trisha Dinelli. Oh, she sounds delightful. I've heard her music. I met her once, thanks to you, Rich. She's super talented. It's really nice to listen to a radio show where not only do I feel good that I'm in the business of promoting and marketing and helping others, but that you've inspired me to do it for myself as well. So,
Tony, thank you so much, and I look forward to working with you on making your website a success. And tell the fans how to reach you.
Well, it's real simple. The best way to reach me, the best way is Facebook now for me. I used to be on MySpace. I used to be on Friendster. And I also have a Twitter account, TONIKOCH1 is my Facebook, Tony Koch 1. The KOCH is pronounced like Coca-Cola. And I'm going to be shutting down a few of my things, as you and I have discussed, so we'll surprise people down the road with what's cooking. And then I'm going to be I am part of the Coalition of Songwriter and Music Organizations, known as Cosmo Coalition. And it's going to be changing to Cosmo Community over the next year, hopefully again with your wisdom and advice. Because our president, Steve Scott, the husband of Judy Lampoo, a dear friend, passed away recently. So there's a lot happening. There's even more happening than I'm even in my mind able to comprehend right now. But I just look forward to 2014. People can reach me on Facebook at Tony Koch 1, Twitter at Cosmo Coalition, and that's that little at. COSMO Coalition, and also probably, LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. I've got others, but I would prefer personally that they could call me, 602-300-9626, mainly because I like to meet the person in person, or we can Skype. I don't like emails necessarily unless they're in need of transferring items, mainly because you can message me on Facebook. I'm in one spot. I can do it all without having to figure out where I left it. And it's more for my brain being able to remember than your capabilities. You know what I mean?
Nice. And Patricia, you've had a chance to meet Tony. And what was your experience when you got a chance to meet her?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was great to meet her. I mean, she's a very warm, encouraging person. I mean, very supportive of artists and creative people. And she also, presented a whole world of, you know, music and business knowledge to me that, you know, I'm very grateful for. And, you know, just I'd love to continue working with her as well.
Nice.
Well,
so
back
again,
at you, Tricia. And, well, wait, let's not call it work, though. That's one of the things I do. Marcia Reynolds was one of my early mentors. I didn't get this way on my own. It took me 40 years to pluck out the porcupine sticks, you might say, and I still work on it every day because thank you for calling me warm, but sometimes people tell me I'm pretty, you know, hard to deal with, and a lot of it's because I want the best for my artist, and I want quality, honesty, and integrity. And Tricia, when I met you and Rich, we were having a nice little gig over at the Fog King Delicious, and that's the place where we do more shows with Seth Freeman. Seth Freeman's going to be doing every other Saturday, I believe, with Jimmy Yamagishi on the second Saturday. I think that's coming up. But anyway, I want to thank
nice.
You, Tricia, for what you just said. You touched my heart.
And Tony, thank you so much for calling in today, and we look forward to hearing from you soon. And again, folks, if you want to connect with Tony, use the phone number she gave or go to Facebook.com, TonyCoke1, and make sure to connect with her. If you're an artist, you already got something going on, or you want to get something going on, Tony is a fantastic person to connect to. Thanks again, Tony.
You take care, Richard. Thanks for calling. Take care.
Thank you. All right, we have another caller that we'd like to get to, 951 area code. So, caller, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Great. So, so who's this?
Laura Southers.
Thank you for calling Life as a Melody. Tell us your name.
Lynn Southers.
Hi, Lynn. So what led you to call today? What do you got going on? Lynn? Lynn, are you still on the phone? Are you still on the call? Okay, so thank you for calling, though, Lynn, and maybe you have us on mute or something like that. Try calling back. So, Patricia, let's talk a little bit more about the year ahead and what some of the things that you got going on. So we're doing these releases. You probably have some gigs coming up. And are you working on any new music even right now?
Well, you know, I'm always working on something. Right now, I happen to be in Chicagoland watching it snow like crazy. And, you know, I went to spend a little time here, you know, to be kind of with family and be creative as well, because I usually end up writing a lot. You know, so I have a little bit of time to do that, but then when I get back to California, you know, I want to continue with the music videos that we're working on and,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting some of these songs, you know, really, you know, really mixed the way they're going to be. And, you know, it's kind of about looking at what we're going to release and the order we're going to do it.
Right. You know, one of the things that I want to share with the audience in regards to what you just touched on is I have found that when you work with somebody who's truly creative, and I really believe that you are a truly creative person, what happens is that whatever the form is of the creative project, whether it is talking about ideas that would be interesting as viral video projects, whether it's talking about how to execute a particular music video or anything else that we've discussed, what I found with you is that it's just a part of the flow, that it just goes from one thing to another, and I'll tell the audience that I'm impressed by your brilliance in able in your ability to just go from one thing to another. You know, I've been working on music videos since the 80s, and when we were talking, when Trisha and I were talking about producing some music videos for her, the concepts that I heard were more sophisticated than most people I've been working with for 20 years. So bravo to you for that, Patricia, and I do look forward to that. And folks, stay tuned. You know, make sure to keep up with our fan page, Life is a Melody. We'll make sure to update you on this. And one of the exciting things about what you just talked about, Patricia, is that, you know, the journey starts here. So, you know, folks, when you're listening to this show every week, we'll be adding another piece to the puzzle. We just talked to Toni Koch, and she is an important component of what's going on ahead. And there's a number of people that are on the team that are going to be doing that. Okay, so we've got another caller coming in from a 707 area code, and let's see what's going on. How are you doing?
I'm all right. My name is S500. I'm a good friend of Trisha. Hi. This is
Hey, what's up?
Hey, this is Ruku Saki's cousin.
Nice.
Hey.
Congrats on your show.
Thank you.
And I'll tune in with you guys every week. I'm just surprised that everything is going up. You know, like the guy was saying. The music industry is where it's at right now, and this is where it starts. You have to take tiny steps to pursue your goals, you know?
Yeah. Nice. So how long have you known Patricia? Been a little while?
No, I met her at the club in the financial district. She was performing, and I guess my status is not up there where hers and my cousin's is, so... we just shook hands, and I admire her performance. But
nice.
It was so much going on to where we really couldn't keep in contact, so she might not really remember who I am.
Nice. Well, again, thank you very much for calling. Thank you so much for your support. Please do listen in on the show. Please do, you know, share the fan page. We need to build our fans, and we need folks like you. Thanks again.
Okay, can I leave you my name, sir, so you can... tap me in with anything going on. I am on Facebook.
Go ahead and do that on the go ahead and do that on the Facebook page. That's the best way to do it because I don't have a pen with me right now. But please do connect with us on the Facebook page, facebook.com/lifeisamelody, and also connect with me directly, Rich Greenwood on Facebook, and we'll get that going on.
Rich,
all right.
Send me a message too. We'll keep in touch. All right.
I will. Okay.
Cool.
Thanks again.
Thank
All right.
you.
All right.
Welcome.
So we've got another caller coming in from a 951 area code. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi. Do you have some questions for Patricia? Or do you have something you'd like to share?
I'm Lauren, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Lauren. Yeah. Okay.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi. Sorry. I would just like to say that I just love singing. I've been singing for at least like 3 years now, and I love it so much. And just want to say hi, Patricia. And
hi.
I love doing things the easy way, and just can't wait to be on the radio show again and stuff.
Well, thank you so much for calling today. Please keep in touch with us. And let's keep it going.
Okay.
So we've
bye.
Got we thank you.
Thank
you so
Lauren.
Much.
thank you.
So cute. So we've got another caller coming in at 714 area code. I think this is Ryan.
Yes. Hello, Ryan Torres here.
Ryan,
how you doing?
We talked earlier today. You've
yes,
got a you've got a show on Easy Way Broadcasting as well. Tell us a little bit about your show, Ryan.
Yes, the show is called Kids Town Live, and it's basically exploring the whole world of Hollywood, but with kids, with all the children, with you know the child stars and how, you know, their moms and dads are pushing them and, you know, what they're doing to make it, the ins and outs of the business. We got Trinity Marquez. She's 13. She's an actress. She's got credits on IMDb and done a lot of other things as well. She's going to be hosting. We're going to bring hosts, you know, here and there and stuff. But just wanted to call in and let you guys, you know I love your guys' show and want to support you guys. But we should all support each other, you know, in all the shows
right
we
on.
Do.
Well, so, Ryan, thank you so much for calling.
No problem.
And we look forward to hearing you again soon.
Definitely, definitely. I just had one question, if I could ask questions for you guys.
Oh, please.
I really love music. I mean, I was listening to music yesterday, and, you know, sometimes I hear an old song that I really used to like, but then you don't always remember the artist's name. It was a Peter Gabriel song. It was called In Your Eyes. And, but I just, you know, I feel that, like, you know, life is a melody, you know, music is our lives. And what, you know, are you guys going to talk more about the digital aspect of music and how, with royalties and how artists can, you know, because it's a new era in music where, you know, the independent market is open, it's wide open for artists to get their music out there and sell it and that kind of thing. Are you going to bring up that? More of that?
We sure are, Ryan, we sure are. But real quick, I want to make sure that everybody listening knows how to find your show. So tell us how, tell us where the fan page is, tell us the time slot, and when they can call in and all that.
Oh,
okay?
yeah, sure. Facebook fan page is Kids Town Live, or it's facebook.com/ kids with a Z, KIDZ, Town, TOWN Live, all together. And it's going to be from 4 p.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. every Friday. So
nice.
You want to hear the show, you want to hear the kids, that's how you tune in. It's always on Easy Way Broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio.
Nice.
So,
and Patricia, you have a lot of experience performing as a youth. Would you share just a moment about that with Ryan?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's great. I'm really interested to check out your site because I think it's so good to encourage and support kids, you know, who connect with music, you know, very early on in life. So
yeah.
It's really great when you have a warm audience of, you know, or you have people to look up to. So I'd love to be part of that, you know, and connect with them as well.
All right, definitely. You're welcome to call in.
We
thank
definitely
you.
Will, Ryan. Well, thank you.
Thanks
for calling,
having
Ryan.
Me on. Definitely.
And folks, we're getting to the end of our hour. It's gone actually much quicker than I thought it would. How about you, Patricia?
Yeah, it's been fun.
it's been really, really, really good. And folks, again, the show is Life as a Melody. It's going to be airing live every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, although it will be archived, so you can listen to the shows anytime. And we're going to try to pack each show with information about what's going on in the music industry, what's going on with Patricia Danielli's career specifically, and we want to have useful information for you if you if you're an artist or if you're in the business. We want to hear from you. The call-in information is right on the link. And also, as we've been talking about, please make sure to connect with us on the fan page, facebook.com/life, LIFEAS, Melody. So thanks again, Patricia, for all the great things that you're doing. And this show is just the first of what we hope will be a long series of shows about what's going on and how things are getting better and better.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
All right. So that's it for today's show, and we look forward to hearing all of you next week. because life is a melody.
Thanks for listening to Life is a Melody with Patricia Danielli and Rich Greenwood. Life as a melody is meant to be played and played loud. The rhythm of life is more harmonious when we tune into what we are all after together. See you next week.